welcome. This is our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Practice Accelerator call for the month of June 2014. And we are here to just catch up. I love to start with a success that each of you has had that you want to share that we can celebrate with you. And then we'll go into what is it you want to work on and how I can support you and how the whole group can support you. So let's just get started. So who wants to start and share a success? Go ahead and either just pipe in because it's just a small group. We can just pipe in. And I should recognize your names, but your voices, but you can go ahead and say your names just in case for the recording and whoever's listening in later. Anybody wants to start?
Well, Steph, you can start.
Steph, you can start. You got a lot of successes to share.
I'll start.
Oh, I can't hear Steph.
So
is she there?
Steph? You
can't
hear Steph?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Lisa, can you hear Steph?
I've got...
Yes.
Okay, good.
Awesome. I've got...
now I can, yeah.
80 people in my program so far. Yeah.
Is that 80 paid people plus the freebies, or is that total?
So it's 70 paid people plus freebies.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? yeah.
And 10 freebies. Yeah. I thought you had like 15 from our ERC group.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm only counting 10 of them because only 3 or 4 of them have got back to me to say they want to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I sent out 3 emails to everyone. I just figure next time I do it, I can offer to those people that didn't reply again.
It'll be curious for me to see who didn't reply and, you know, make sure that they're getting your emails because that's kind of interesting. And you wrote to them and said, hey, this was a bonus you got for signing up at SID.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. You can send me a list of who did. I know Laura did for sure. I saw her in there and
Perfect.
Phyllis.
Yeah, those guys are in there, yeah. And there are a few other people, people that were new to me. So three people besides Laura and Phyllis.
Okay, so three others, so 5 of them. So, yeah, they're still missing about 10. So, okay, cool. Congratulations. I think you're doing a phenomenal job. The engagement that you have on that Facebook group is phenomenal. People are really digging it. They're into it. They're sharing with each other. You've created quite a community there. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, they're really supporting each other. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really fantastic because, you know, I'm a newbie on Facebook, so it's really nice to see all the shares and things. And then people, anyway, go on. I don't want to hear the rest of it.
No, that's it. That's my celebration.
That's a huge celebration.
Yeah.
Just remember when we were talking just probably a few days before it was going to start, 4 or 5 days before, and you said, well, I've got 20 or 15 paid people or 25 or whatever it was. Yeah. You had 15, I think. And you said, I really want to get to 50. I just really need to get to 50. And you far exceeded.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good work.
Yay.
Yeah. And I saw you put out that you were doing a practitioner thing. Are you going to charge for that? Charge extra for that?
No. It's the people who are the practitioners because there's like half the people are practitioners from somewhere. And so I think what I'm going to do because the other people, like they have different questions.
Yeah.
It's just a different level of discussion. So I'm going to separate the calls actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they'd still be welcome to come to the other calls, but I'm going to have a separate call where we can go into a separate group of calls where we can go into more of the deep details, whereas other people really just need to get, like, the basics covered. They want to do the step-by-step, which is kind of how I created the program.
Right.
But then getting a lot of really high-level questions, and it's kind of throwing the other people off.
So are you going to create a group on Facebook for just the practitioner people?
I think for now I'm going to leave them in the same Facebook group, but I'm going to have the calls different.
Okay.
Just add some extra calls where we can talk more about, you know, the the details and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just to throw it out to you, if you just were to say, "Hey, I'm doing a practitioner thing," we'll get some extra calls, and it's an extra whatever, $47, $97, something, to cover you for your time to do it. Because this just to give you some feedback from what I did with the adrenal, I said, okay, and I just put it out there for $97, and for the amount of work and time I've put into that, $97 is a bargain, right? A bargain.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
So,
yeah.
You know, like 35 people signed up for that. So that was $3,500 extra. So for them, it was a drop in the bucket. But for me, given the amount of time I put into it, it was a lot. So don't underestimate the amount of extra time that it's going to take you.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I would, you know, and you didn't say anything like you were going to do that for free. So you can still do that. And you know, we can hear from Lisa and some of the others how they feel about that, whether they think that that would be, you know, is it worth an extra $100 or $450 or something. You know, something where it's a no-brainer, but it still covers your time a little bit, because that can be the food for you actually creating a whole practitioner program based on it. Not like we do with IRA.
Right, exactly.
It includes the other program with it, but it gives you a whole lot more about how to do it.
Right.
I agree. I was thinking about that when you wrote the post about separating the three different kinds of people taking it, et cetera. And I think it's fair of you to charge separately.
Yeah, I'll think about that. Yeah.
Or at least make it so that this is going to be an extra fee, and if you XYZ, you know, if you really don't feel good about charging for it at this point, then figure out a way that they can give back to you. But if if you'll do this for me, or you'll, you know, create a video testimonial at the end of this for me, then I'll comp it to you. But if you'd rather just pay for it than create a video testimonial, then here's the link. And actually create a shopping cart link that says, if you agree that you, I'd love that, and I would, you know, that would mean the world to me. But if you don't feel comfortable doing a video testimonial for me, then that's fine. Just pay me whatever the dollars are that you feel comfortable asking.
Right.
And
yeah, okay.
The more you give people without charging, the more they're going to expect it, and the harder it's going to be for you to get them to actually pay when you offer it in a more formal way.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Okay.
I was thinking about making an offer at the other end of it, but I'll have to talk to you about that.
Okay, we'll talk
privately.
About that. Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, Lisa, and if that's the case, then you want to get as many in there as you can. But still say, you know, you maybe not make it a mandatory thing. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we get to doing the strategy. But, yeah, sometimes when you want to make an offer, you want to get as many people in that as possible. Right? So, good. You're thinking the right way. So, Lisa, what do you have to celebrate?
Well, I have some small things to celebrate. I accomplished a few things that I set myself to do since the last time we spoke. Got the sign-up forms done in Lead Pages and in AWeber. And I got the page for my strategy session all linked up. So I know those are little things, but it's all there. And so I was very happy about that. And I had a virtual assistant who was really keen to help me to promote me on on social media, but I've actually closed his contract so I can figure out how to use him, because he was scaring me, you know, that somebody else would be doing things with my account. So I don't know if you have any tips there, but I thought just for the moment, till I get used to actually being on Facebook, I don't really want somebody going in there and I don't know what they do to promote, you know.
You'd have to be in charge of what they do, but yeah, it's good to have somebody do it. I have somebody that does it for me, posts it for me, but I write a lot of it, or they write it and then I approve it. Most of it right now is, unfortunately, at the I write it and they tweak it, or they write it, I tweak it. But yeah, you definitely want somebody to be doing that, and that would be something where you lay out the guidelines of how that would be managed. That they don't post anything without you, your approval. But it helps to create engagement on your page.
Yeah.
And it's good to have that, but you don't want them creating engagement if they're speaking in broken English and have no idea what you do.
Yeah, and also if they link me up to people I don't want to be linked up with, you know, and stuff like that. So
So yeah, you need to have that that going.
Yeah, but no, I was pleased with that. I also got a new client, complicated one, an autoimmune person, and it's funny, you know, clients come in, you know, drips and drabs, and always in the areas that I'm interested in, so digestion and also now autoimmune.
Nice.
So
and you did a package,
so
I assume, a package versus
I'm talking, they've paid for a strategy session. So so that's sort of the first time I've been able to, you know, work that, and then that's actually tomorrow, and then I will present my whole thing with them.
Right.
The blood chemistry.
Hello.
To blood.
Yeah, I heard you say the blood chemistry, but then you faded out,
blood,
Lisa.
But I thought
Hang on, Lisa. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me well, but you said the blood chemistry, and then you went blank.
And I was software to use it. I think that is very neat. Is that
it's I don't know if anybody else is hearing you well, but I can't hear you.
Yeah,
I can't hear either.
Yeah, it's like you suddenly went into this like machine that's chopping off your words.
Okay.
No, are you on a phone?
Okay.
Or
yeah,
are you
the sound is fading. It's coming and going.
Oh. Well, now you're better. So try.
I'm on a headset.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try now.
Okay.
You sound better now.
See.
The blood chemistry software,
so,
and continue from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that we're supposed to be able to have it in the settings that we wanted in the international units, and I've set up my account like that, but unfortunately the values come in the on the American unit, so I had to convert everything, and which is okay, but when I look at the report, the values are all in the American units, and so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm familiar with other values, and so, but I just know like this is too high, this is too low, and so it's still okay, but I hope if I have my own account, I can actually have the reports in international units, because then it's easier for me to understand the numbers, you know?
Well, that's a good thing to ask, because
anyway, it's really...
Yeah, Lisa, I use it pretty frequently with my clients, and for report by report, so on top of where you enter all the data, above there, you can choose, it's like a drop-down menu. You can choose standard, international, or American.
I did. But
then the report comes.
And, it still comes out on American.
So there's your account setting,
and
there's the report setting.
Yeah, so the account setting is definitely set up for American because it's our account, you know. I can say the majority, although we have a lot of Canadians.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there and just see, but...
Yeah. So you can get... Are your units in Canada not the American units? Are they international units?
Oh, no, they're your units. We're the only we're the only ones that have those numbers. You guys all do it the same, wherever, whatever other country. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so Lisa,
so
you and I can
have your report in international units? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of finding
great.
That setting.
I'll try that then. I'll look at
that
for the internet.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay, I'll do that before I see the person tomorrow.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I thought it's a good, I mean, anyhow, I really like the software, and I'd like to have it for myself at some point, but yeah. But
yeah,
anyway,
and what you were saying about, like, some people were saying, well, maybe I should just pay for it now, and it's like the cost of hiring somebody who's, you know, a college kid, high school kid, somebody to just, here's the report, copy these and move them into this new one, would be far less than paying for it the whole time you're, you know, until you build up. So I think it's still, I mean, it's very generous of them to do that. Yeah. I mean, amazingly. It's interesting because I go in.
Well,
I thought
it is. It is great.
But
sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, when I go in, I thought I would see everybody's patients. Maybe I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I see everybody's patients in there. But if I go to, I'm just going to grab yours. It says Sequoia on it. And if I go to the top. Well, okay, so I'll just go to this generate report. Yeah, so you have to click the generate report first. Is that right? And then it says it, or? Yes, so once you say generate report, at the top it says choose the date, choose the patient, and then it says conventional versus standard international. And then you just hit the generate reports. And it comes out in your units.
I'll do that.
So, yay! Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's all there. I can't read these.
Okay. But it's really great because I was using his interpretive guide. I was, you know, I've used his, I've been using his interpretive guides, and that is really time consuming because I have to look up everything and all the values and all that.
Oh.
So, and what it means to be too high, too low. So it's really great to have the software or access to the software. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So here, if you just click on these, once you see the report and you have the ones that show, oh, this is a patient report, so it doesn't show it. I should have clicked on the other report. So if you click on the practitioner report, then it show. Then I think the things are clickable in there, and the patient report isn't. So let me see.
Yep.
Practitioner report. Yeah. So in when you look at these, I think it just gives you, like if I click on calcium, it gives us ranges in both. Yep. Yep. So you're good. You're good to go. Great. So I want to also congratulate you, Lisa, because you and Steph are both so modest and you underestimate the quantity of what you did. You said, oh, I did a little bit, but when we went through all what you did a tremendous amount. You learned how to use lead pages. You set them up yourself. You made them look good. You got your reports done. You got your opt-ins set up. You got a lot done. So I just want you to know that that's awesome. And now, you know, having somebody to work with on Facebook, if they can drive traffic to that, could be outstanding for you because you don't have a list of your own already. And that could be a great way to get people to see what you're doing. So we can talk more about that. I just want to give, let's see, I go back to your list. Allison made it on. Yay. Hi, Allison. Let me open up her line. It is open. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. So we were just sharing successes. So I would love for you to share a success.
Success really is I managed to self-care to such a deep extent going on my little retreat to Devon. And connecting to my spiritual guides and going into the stone circle that I posted a picture of on the Google, on the Facebook group, and having a flotation session, which is absolutely divine, meeting this holistic doctor who'd set up a clinical faculty facility, just like I wanted to set up, and then having the photo session, and I've reduced those photos down from 83 to the final 11, and so that's all good. So my decision making is better, and success is with my diet really, because I really am manning smoothies every morning, and feeling better for it. I'm needing the sleep that I should, but the fact this Fitbit helps me to keep an eye on my sleep, so I know that the next step is to actually commit properly 100% to going to midnight. And I know that I'm not the only one on who has a difficulty with that one, Marie.
I probably have the worst problem of all, but we're not going there today.
Yeah, but so many things to do and so many exciting potential things to do, and it's difficult not to get us over.
Yes. And the more you pay attention to the self-care, the more flexibility you have in being able to get away with the sleep. And that's just my experience personally. But it's like my thought processes, and I don't show this with my patients because I want them to get the sleep, but it's like the more you take care of your diet and you exercise and you meditate and you just take those few minutes to do each day, the less you have to detox at night. So you can wake up refreshed from only a few hours of sleep. As long as you don't do it over and over again, then it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
So that's what my personal goal is to be able to have that reserve and the stamina to be able to do that when I need to, but then make up for it when not.
Yeah.
So, and that's
absolutely. It's making up for it. And last weekend, instead of getting up and going swimming, like I feel like I ought, in inverted commas, till 9 o'clock, and that's sort of unheard of. That I did on Sunday. So committing to catching up with the sleep when I need to as well. So, and learning about your sleep vacations is really good as well. And I'm just so excited about the functional nutrition, about the blood chemistry software, about the thyroid course. As I said in my summary that I emailed to you, and thanks for replying to that. It's just, I want to be doing this full time and getting the money in from it. And I know how to do that. The leverage programs that have to take priority, or else I've got no leverage whatsoever. And life's exciting. And whenever I think NHS, I sort of feel myself dragged down. I'm still often listening to some of the say practitioner calls on Monday. On Tuesday, I saw 3 patients with thyroid, and I was thinking immediately of all of the hormones and introducing them to the concept that they've got to look at hormones, not just take levothyroxine. And they've got to increase their iodine, and I was telling them to sort of filter them, get rid of the fluoride in their water, in their teeth, and, you know. So
you're able to implement. Yeah, and you're going to make a big difference in these people's lives because they're used to being in the system where nobody ever really gets well. You just kind of get functional, and you're introducing them to concepts that are going to get them optimally well. And so even if you're not on your own practice at this point, just really bask in how much you're impacting these people's lives. It's awesome. So congratulations. And your website looks beautiful, and I'm so excited. Every time I read what you're doing, your self-care, it's really exciting because I think it starts with self-care. And we'll talk.
Yes.
We have a private call next week, and we'll lay out how are we going to have you do piece by piece by piece to get to the point where you're doing your leverage program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And
so first start
worried,
laying it out and making it real.
Yeah, absolutely. Good.
So let's go around and see how I can support each of you. What are some of the challenges? What are the things you want to work on? So I'm going to pull up Steph. Steph filled out one of these forms. I'm going to congratulate her. Yeah, so we absolutely know her successes. She has actually 80 people. So 70 people are signed up for the program that paid. 70 paid people.
Awesome.
So, Steph, this is one thing I want you to bask in, right? That's $21,000.
Oh, my God.
So you just had your first $21,000 month or week, actually.
Yeah, which was my income last year.
Okay.
So I just made my year income in, like, 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? And this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Because these people are so loving you that you have to really, and that's one thing we have to lay out, is what's your next offer? Because people are going to go, okay, what's next? What do I do next?
Yeah, I need to take care of them, I feel like. They've got the community going. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this is awesome. This is awesome. And you probably grew your list quite a bit because of the people that didn't actually sign up but came to the webinar, because there were 200 people that came to that webinar. I don't know how many people opted in, because I don't think you had it set up to be able to flag it easily, but you got 200 showed up on that webinar.
Yeah, I could go back and have a look at that. It's also the Facebook ad. Like, a lot of the people that signed up were actually strangers from Facebook.
Really?
You know, and still, yeah, and I shut it down. Like, I thought I had it, you know, turned off, but every day I'm still getting people kind of saying, like, hey, is it too late? Can I still sign up? And so I don't know where they're coming from, but it's a lot of them are strangers.
This is cool.
Yeah, so it totally works.
They're strangers. So you put a Facebook ad out to get them to the free series that you did.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Totally. And so the ones from
going.
You came in a big group.
Yes.
And then there's like a trickle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. Okay. So what do you want to do with this? What are your thoughts on how to handle this?
So I would like to continue to support them after this program, because really we're just going to be talking about how to do it and identifying, you know, the problem. And we're not going to be doing any real gut rebuilding. We're just kind of dealing with the root causes of gut problems. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to walk them through a more in-depth, actually, how to heal the gut as well as killing the bacteria and stuff, right?
So you're going to go through the 5 stages that you created, right?
Right.
And through that, they're going to put stuff into place. But I guess you're saying is that there's not going to be enough time in the duration of the class for them to really
get
the healing
totally
going in full.
Well, and none of my course is about taking L-glutamine and checking your vitamin D level. I'm not talking about that at all. Just talking about, you know, the bacteria. And so at the end, there are going to be a bunch of people with the causes of leaky gut taken care of that still have leaky gut.
Right. So it's going to keep them from continuing to cause it, but not necessarily get this situation completely reversed. I mean, they're obviously going to start to get benefit because they've got to be getting some benefit for them to want to continue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. And it's tricky when you want to position something that's going to take it deeper. It's like the problem-solution, right? And so I would start thinking about it in that way. You've heard them, I know you've done some coaching with Callan Rush, she talks a lot about that. Problem, solution. So you got them in problem. You're going to provide a solution. But the problem is now what? What's the next problem?
So their previous problem was that the bacteria were causing their symptoms. And so the solution was to balance the bacteria.
Okay.
And the next problem, I feel like it needs to be something about healing the body.
Healing, okay. Healing the gut.
Like there's the collateral damage.
The collateral damage. Okay, wait, there you go. That's a nice phrase. Okay?
Right.
It's repairing the collateral damage. So if that's what the next issue is, then you're seeding that throughout the program. Right? It's like,
right,
this is awesome stuff. We're getting this under control. And now, you know, it might take a few months to get all the collateral damage managed. So throw that word in there. Throw that phrase in there so that they're thinking along the way, oh, yeah, I'm getting this all done. But, oh, yeah, it might take a while. We don't know how long it's been there, how serious the damage is. And there's steps that we can take, but we've got to get these guys under control. Or no matter what steps you take to heal the gut, they're going to still be shooting holes in it, right?
Right.
So you're just positioning that this is the first step, is getting the bacteria under control. The next step is healing the leaky gut, right? Mm-hmm. And then beyond that is like specifically maybe that's where the body systems come in. Like, what is that leaky gut? How is that affecting your thyroid? How is that affecting other places? And I don't know whether you want to go there or
exactly.
not. But that's what you would do in working with somebody over a year. That's how I position my stuff and get people to come in for a year because we're going to work through all of that. But we always start with foundational stuff. If you're eating Cheetos and going to get a thyroid, even an herbal protocol, it's not going to work.
Right.
So I would think in terms of that and what you think that next step sounds like. It should be maybe a longer, a little bit more elaborate leaky gut protocol, healing your leaky gut.
Right, exactly.
Right, so you're getting rid of the causes. You're going to get people on a gluten-free diet during this, right? I mean, there's stuff, the basic stuff.
Yeah.
So now that you're on a gluten-free diet, this is great, but it could take 6 months to actually heal it. Are you doing the right things to heal it? And tie it into the whole bacterial thing, right? The LPA and all that kind of stuff. But that would be, I would say, before we speak again, what I want you to do is think about what's a next biteable chunk for people. Right? Some of them might be ready to go and do a whole 6 month to a year program with you and work privately with you. You've got to realize that. So the next step could be that you're going to offer a group program with a VIP upgrade option. Like for those of you who are really super busy and you just want to meet with me every couple of weeks to implement this program, then that. And so you want to get to the eventual point where you're not working with people privately per se unless they're in a program. You're taking them privately through a program. Because otherwise you're stuck in that back to the what's a fatty acid? What's a leaky gut? What's a gut bacteria? No, you've created these educational pieces that you can take big groups of people through, and then you have that DIP piece of it. And people want it. I mean, I've got the three levels in my ERC program, and the one that's full is the top level. There are no more spots in that, and there are three other people who want to get into it.
Wow, that's interesting.
So they're willing to pay it. They hear it and they gulp and they go, whoa! But then they realize that they need it.
Right.
But it's having that framework. So I can say to them, we're going to work on balancing your fatty acids this month or this week or whatever. I want you to go to this module and go and watch the video, download the checklist, and then on our next visit, we're going to talk about specific actions for you to take. And that's how you can find your leaky gut repair program, too.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
And then you have the leverage, because you want to keep seeing, whether we want to do leverage stuff or not, you don't buy into the I don't see private people anymore thing. Because that's how you stay current. That's how you continue to be able to serve the group programs. And that creates you as like, wow, she charges that much to work with her privately, but this 6 month group program is a deal. I'm going to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So it gives you that stature. You're already getting this like Steph's the guru, Steph's, the hero, et cetera. People are loving you. And so you're just going to keep moving with that. And some of these people in this program might be the ideal candidates to say, Steph, take me through this. I need help.
I've
been working on this for years. Cool. And don't be surprised if some of them that step up are the practitioners.
Right. Yeah, I just have to brace myself for that. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
I always feel like I want to give them something else, something more, something different.
But if they need it for themselves, yes, and you can incorporate that. Two of my diamonds now are practitioners. Actually, in my this year's group, two are practitioners, and this year's group, the two new ones are practitioners. They're saying, I can't help other people until I can get myself in order.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you have a couple of things to think about. One is, what does that look like? What's the length of time? What do you think you need? What could be a nice progression? what would the VIP upgrade look like? How many times are they going to get to see you? What kind of extra stuff? Or if you have a group of them, do you do like we're doing right now, a very small mastermind with just those diamonds? I mean, that's what I call them, is diamonds, but just those high-end people. And then you want to look at what are you going to offer these practitioners who are like, oh, my God, Steph, I want to learn this so I can do this. And we already talked about that at the beginning about you doing a few extra calls, but what would that look like to offer them some ongoing support with the gut?
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah, I have a lot to think about.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I can help you with that. And you know, an ongoing support program for practitioners probably needs to include, should include, some bring your cases, bring your tough cases kind of call.
Yeah.
And that might scare you. Like, oh, my God, these people are bringing their tough cases to me. But you just breathe and you just stay a step ahead of them. Stay a step ahead of them.
Right. And I'll just go step by step. Just
step by step.
Step by step.
Yep, step by step.
Yep.
So I'm excited for you, and I'm excited that this whole launch was beautifully done. You created so much engagement and interest with the great videos and the webinar. And this is just the beginning.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yay! Anything else?
Yay.
No, that's good. I think that's a lot to think about.
So send me a note afterwards that says this is what I'm working on based on our call. And if you miss anything, I'll just go back and add it to it.
Thank you. I may, I have a house guest and I haven't fed her breakfast yet, so I may leave promptly at the hour or maybe slightly before, just so you know.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So you've had some requests to work on one-on-one clients as a result of the launch or just in general?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Now, are they people who have signed up for the program?
There are a couple people in the program and a couple people that were not in the program.
Okay. So the ones that are not in the program, you know, so think about how you can serve those people, right? Can you serve them? If they're in the program and they want some one-on-one, can you offer them, like, every other week a one-on-one call to implement the stuff that you're teaching in the program?
Right.
You know, have them do an intake so you get a complete history kind of thing on them. Meet with them and go over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet with them every other week throughout the course of the program, or maybe, you know, go a couple of weeks beyond.
Right, yeah. I think that would be good.
Give them a little short taste of you, and they're going to be the ones that are going to want to know how they continue. And some of the people I have from my very first Before Be Gone program, when I just said, okay, it's $1,000 and I'll do... I think it was 1,000, maybe it was 2, I don't remember. I'll do the one-on-one stuff with you. Some of them, they just continue. They're just there. They just do everything I do.
Right.
To get those people. So that's the other thing, is how do you respond to that? My guess, my recommendation is if they're in the program, you say, great, for X number of dollars additional, here's what I could give you. Will that work for you? Great. Sign them up.
Okay.
Right? And
okay,
don't
that's
be
easy.
Surprised
yeah.
if somebody comes and says, really, can I just sign up for 6 months, though, because I think it's going to take longer? And then you go, oh,
right.
Yeah, okay, let me, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the ones that aren't in the program, you say, yes, I have an absolute great way for you to do this. I'm going to give you this package. It's this much money, and it includes this program that I'm currently doing. And it includes X number of one-on-one sessions.
Yeah.
Got it?
Perfect.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Did we cover everything you wanted to? I'm glancing through your thing right now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, then we covered what's important. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who wants to be next?
Alexa
or Allison, one of you.
Hello? Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's Allison.
Yes.
going to ask about the functional nutrition coaching program, mm-hmm. but maybe that's better to mm-hmm. liaise with Lynn about that. And, oh, wait, I know there's going to be further training, and also, no, I haven't listened to one of the calls on it, so I'll hunt that out.
Yeah, that would be good, because then we can use our time together more for you. But just in general, and I'll mention this
exactly.
to both of you, is that as soon as Lynn sends you a notice that says, hey, this person signed up with you, then you reach out to them and say, hey, Mary, I'm so excited to meet you. Here's how we get set up for our, you know, that you get to do a one-off on each person, a one-time consultation with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll already have filled out their form. We've given them a list of forms that they should fill out before they actually meet with you, so you have a really good summary of what's going on with them.
Yeah,
so I know you've had
quite
a couple
excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be great experience, too, because then the beauty of it is on the calls when you come, you know, you can ask lots of questions and of how to handle it and how to handle it appropriately. And we've had boundary issues that have come up where, you know, you give somebody your cell phone and then they're texting three times a day and, you know, how do you handle the boundary issues? So there's a lot of things that might come up that are really good learning experience.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm very excited because once I've got these two people in my group who've chosen me from the list, thinking, oh my God, they chose me. And it makes me realize that I feel a bit of a fraud because although I've been talking about coaching for the last 5 years and they, you know, coaching has transformed my life for the last 10, I've not actually done any coaching as such, and I don't see my consulting as coaching because it's still in the medical model. And it's really exciting to be given this opportunity to have my hand held while I take a group through this. So I'm truly grateful.
Yeah.
And it's quite inspired, Rita Marie.
Yeah, thank you.
I can feel my experience being pushed just from receiving these emails and replying to them and things. Great.
It's kind of like, your internship when you're in medical school, right? You had to do an internship, only we're much kinder to you. I don't know if internships in England are the same as they are here, but, you know, people get beat up and ridiculed and have to work 14-hour days and they're told they're idiots and, you know, they just, it's like hard knocks. And this is more, this is the same sort of thing from our loving coaching perspective.
Yeah, yeah. In at the deep end, but without the bullying.
Yeah, without the bullying.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Great.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Okay. So, going forward, I'm just so excited about the blood chemistry software. And like Lisa, I'll be wanting to transfer a personal account with them, and I think that's a really great idea that you're pointing out that paying somebody to transfer the information is cheaper than doing it while you're waiting.
Right, because if you're doing two a month
really
right
great,
now, you don't want to pay a huge amount of money. Yeah.
That's right. And I was just wondering, does it have saliva tests as well, or is it really just
no,
blood
it's all
chemistry?
Blood. It's all
look.
Blood chemistry. Yeah, saliva is real easy, right? You have your model. You have the stuff we've been teaching in the adrenal. You look at it. I mean, once you've gone through those, you know, 5 or 10 of those, even on the calls, we noticed that the people, you know, by the end of a call, people that were on the spot going through them were like, wow, they really got it. I felt so proud. I felt like a proud mama, you know, watching her kid learn to walk or something. It was just so exciting to listen. So, yeah.
It was, I was blown away by it. It was amazing that so many people were able to interpret the stuff and make the recommendations. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
and we've
impressive.
Given you the hint step by step, but then it's incorporating it, like really knowing it. The more you do it, the more you're going to know it.
Yeah. Okay. So my next challenge is, balancing all the pulls on my time. And I know the answers to my questions. You know, I need to create leverage programs which will talk about again next week. And just seeing Steph and put it into action is great. So that's where we need to be.
An inspiration for all of the group.
Absolutely. And I know that a sleep program is part of that for nicely with your own work as well. So I don't know exactly one thing that we could work on today. They've given me lots of pointers about the website. I think I need to keep my team under control a bit and point out to them the way that launch software, I forgot what it's called, but the launch software that I have an account with.
Oh, yeah, the Coaches Council.
There's the Coach Council. They want to, at the moment, there's personal hormones and there's Coaches Council, and they overlap to a great extent, but not completely. And with my website, my designer thinks that, is sure that she can make a similar one specifically for my website. But I'm just wondering if it's worth investing that time when other people have already created it. But
so
it
you mean that
be,
software that you use, that questionnaire, that automated questionnaire, they're thinking of recreating it for you? Well, it depends on how much
they're
going to charge for you. That sounds expensive.
So they're thinking of recreating that. They're already most of the way through doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know whether they're through the color coordination, which is so useful on that personal hormone software.
Now, can you do this legally, though? Let me just step in here, right? If that's a proprietary thing, they can't, copy it.
No, they're not
going to
copy it.
They're going to customize it.
It's about... And at the end of the day, a lot of it is the history-taking questions that you take in a medical history anyway, and more depth. And there's plenty of places where different hormone assessment is published.
Okay.
And then there's the Coach's Council where you're having the follow-up software for interacting and for taking people through a coaching course.
Yes. They can integrate it much better if you can do it that way.
I've seen so many bits of really exciting software, and I want bits of each of them. So I want bits of the blood science if it doesn't include the hormones for my sex hormone side of things, then I should be able to use that. But I still think that would be useful. And, I'm just confused by having so many options, but at the same time not convinced by my graphic designer's wish to create my own website. How did you go about, because you've got a bespoke one, haven't you, that you created on a WordPress website, but... you have that background yourself.
I knew nothing about WordPress. I'm a programmer by I have a master's in computer science, but I'd never done WordPress before. But WordPress, all of our membership stuff is WordPress. It's WordPress with a membership site plugin that talks to Infusionsoft. So it's a great thing.
Right.
I don't know how that works with Coach's Console. Does Coach's Console work with WordPress, or do they have their own proprietary membership stuff? Because they do have a membership site there, right?
So with Coach's Console, you can put it within a frame within your site. My brother is wanting to use WordPress plugins to create similar my own website. So as you know, when signing up onto the personal hall member, that it's a clunky, stiff, has too many sections to go through that will put people off.
Yes, too many places they have to put their name in.
Exactly. So we're trying to see a way to honing that, and she's convinced she can do that. I'm a bit worried about the amount of design time that would take.
It depends on how you want to do it.
Like we use it with mock forms, and we paid a design or a coder to actually hack mock forms so that we could score our stuff in it. And we can design it. It's not as pretty necessarily, but you know, you've seen the forms; they can look pretty decent. But yours, but the thing about your form was the graphs, right? They created all these graphs, and you can see the progress over time. That's the part that might be a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, that's the thing that looks so cool. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So you use a mock forms plugin. And mock forms is
cheap. It's like $100. But we actually paid one of our coder to go in there and basically hack it and then make it talk to Infusionsoft and also make it do the scores. And we haven't really unleashed it completely. All the ones you've seen that do the scoring are, again, it's a PHP plugin that he created. So if you go to, like, the hormone balancing one and you see all the different sections, that's just something he created. It wasn't that big a deal. And if you have a good, you know, designer person, they can do that. But the graphs piece is the other part you have to look at. And if she's a graphics designer, she can lay it out, but she's going to need a coder to go in the back end and pull the...
She has one that she works with that she's already got working on ideas for my site.
I think it's a good thing because it's a great opt-in. It's a great, like, lead generator. But the way it is right now, Allison, is because it's gone through this other service and you have all these kludgy things, you don't have the control.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you can have the control, it could be a great investment because you can just use that as your lead gen. Yes, sign up here. People want to know what their hormones are like. They want to know. They want to know. They always want to do a quiz. Steph did a quiz with hers. I did a quiz with my adrenals. People like quizzes. We're going to be doing a whole revamp of the website. We're going to have two quizzes. One for practitioners is what's your practice health, and what's the other is your for the what's your hormone health for people. So it's going to be a really nice lead gen. So I think it probably is. You should probably get an estimate, though, of what they're going to charge you for it. You don't want to go into it blindly and then find out that it costs you $10,000.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Okay. Right. Thank you. That's really helpful. That's great.
Okay. Good. Okay, and then next week we'll talk about laying out. We'll just lay out step by step what your program is going to be, make a decision, and then we're going to pick dates, and then you're going to go with it.
Yeah.
And you've got the team. You've got that old VA team that you can work with to get the pieces done. So that's going to be make it easy. You've got lead pages, right? Do you have lead pages? Or do you do those in, maybe you don't have lead pages?
Lead pages?
Yeah, so you can have, you know, and it doesn't cost much to have somebody create the stuff in lead pages. And as Lisa and Steph have learned, it's not that hard to do it yourself. And I know you don't have time to do it yourself, but it's really pretty straightforward.
Right.
Well, I found it was more time efficient if I did it myself because I had to redo completely what they had.
That's what I find. I find somebody created me a sales page in ClickFunnels last week. That's my new love is ClickFunnels, and they created me this sales page, and then there were all kinds of places that needed to be fixed, but I had the choice of sitting there and going through and creating a Word file with all the things I wanted changed, or just going in and doing it myself. And much easier to just go in and do it yourself, and that's why it's beautiful that way. If it was a WordPress page, it'd be really hard to go in and do it yourself because Stacy just, like, cringes when I've done that because I completely mess up her formatting. I've gotten my hand slapped over and over. But seriously, I created the first batch. You don't even see my pages anymore because she recreated them. But with Before Be Gone, we created this program. We decided the program was going to happen, and it was supposed to start on Monday, and we didn't have anything done for it. And I created 26 WordPress pages over the weekend.
My God.
I'd never done a WordPress page before in my life. And I created 26 of them, and Jimmy and Stacy just about had a cow when they came back on Monday morning and saw what I'd done. And it's like, ooh, now I have to fix 26 pages. But it was hard. It was a mess, and they didn't look good. But with Lead Pages and with ClickFunnels, they look good. So yeah, I'm not saying that you should do that, but I'm saying that it will not cost you a lot to have somebody do it because it doesn't take a lot of time to do that versus doing HTML pages or WordPress pages.
Yeah.
Should be economical.
Okay.
Too. Okay. Yeah. So Lisa.
Just a thought. Just a thought for Lisa. I wanted to create a Facebook group just for our NEPA group, but I know that at the moment you've just made a pseudonym Facebook thing, and it's just something that I'd like you to think about, because then it'd be so much easier for me to share resources and things that you emailed me about. I'm sorry not to get back to you, but I've been busy, and that's all. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay. I didn't quite capture that. I hope you did, Lisa.
No, I didn't. I didn't get it. What did she say?
She said you something about your pseudonym, but I didn't know why. What the problem was.
Okay. I was just sad that Lisa engaged with Facebook in her own name because she created an artificial personal profile, didn't she? But I wanted you to group just for our NEPA group so that we could share resources.
But you should be able to put her in as a pseudonym,
and
too.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you let me know what your pseudonym is, or if you just search for and find me, okay? I'm the only other person on Facebook, I think.
Okay. All right. I will. I'll send you an email as well with my pseudonym, my alias. So, you know, what's really weird is I get friend requests, and I don't know how to deal with that because I feel so fake. You know, I mean, you guys know that it's my pseudonym, but the other people think it's my real name, and I don't know what to say. I'm just letting the whole thing go organically so I can know.
Yeah. And you mainly don't want it out there. You just don't want your personal name out there. I mean,
I'm just intensely private, and I don't want anything about me privately on Facebook. Just don't want it. And,
not even your name. So, yeah.
No. Yeah, so I just
But your business is
going
to be there. And is your business associated with you, Lisa, or you as your pseudonym?
Yeah, I had to set up the business page with my pseudonym because there's no other way to do it. And,
right.
So
the issue you run into, though, is people come and they go, oh, I love this stuff. I want to set up a consultation. And then they find out it's not, you know, you're a different person. So
yeah,
I'm wondering if there's a way around it that – you just don't put anything personal on there. You don't put anything about you. You just have your name. You know, you don't have to put where you live. You don't have to fill out all those fields.
Well, I haven't with the pseudonym thing. And I have to figure it out. I just really have to figure it out.
And I would figure it out before you start to build a lot of traction. Like, really think through what the downside is of having the pseudonym versus the upside of having it.
Yeah, because some people may want to find me with my name.
Yeah.
You know,
can I say something about Facebook and pseudonyms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 70 people, and in order to add them to the group, I need them to friend me on Facebook. I sent out a link. I sent it out 3 times. People didn't see the link, or they didn't get the message, or I don't know. So they're searching me on Facebook. They've done weird stuff like liking my page. That still doesn't work. I can't add them to the group. As long as they know who you are, like you could call yourself the name of your program or the name of your business or something so that they know who you are, because there's no way you want to be tracking down people on Facebook and trying to friend them and then writing them a message like, oh, it's really me. It just adds so many steps to the process.
You just said something, Steph, that I think clicked for me. I wonder if instead of creating it as a person, you create it as your business name. Like, you give that as your first name or your first and last name.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good that's a good idea, because I did that actually for Google Calendar. Instead of my name, I gave them my, I made my business name the name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. So I can set up another account. Okay.
Yeah, because I would do it before too long, because otherwise you're going to start to get a lot of likes, and then you can't transfer them and say, well, that was a fake me, and now it's the real me, and, you know.
Yeah.
And if the if your name of your business is the same as the name of their, you know, or something like that, or if you don't mind your first name being known, right, you can have it Lisa Balance Your Bod. You know, have Balance Your Bod as your last name and Lisa as your first name.
Awesome.
That's another option too.
Okay. I'll think that through.
So the next step for me,
besides thinking, well, you know, unless you do something, you don't get the chance to think it through. So it's an opportunity to think it through.
Oh, I know. It's just what I am like, and I go, "Whoops, that wasn't a good idea. How are we going to fix this now?"
But anyway, at least I'm on now, so at least I'm, you know, I'm not my toe in the water, let's put it like that.
All right, you're garbling again. Something, maybe
you,
it's your mic.
This is part of the retreat handout.
Okay, so you come and you go. So I would pay attention to your mic and make sure
you hear me?
Keep it close to your mouth. Yes, I can now. Yeah. Sorry, I have to keep telling you
I'll
that,
try
but
not
you
to move.
Garble out and I can't hear you.
Oh, I'll try not to move. Do you have other questionnaires on your site that we can have a look at? Because I use the Dick and Weatherby questionnaire, and you had mentioned you have another questionnaire that you use.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you go to module whatever it is, 4, 5, 6, it's called the history-taking module.
Okay, it's in that. Okay.
Yeah, you've got, you've got dozens of questionnaires in there.
Okay. All right, I'll have a look. So I'm in the process as well. I mean, you and I need to talk about my website. I'm rethinking it and redoing that. And then the next thing I've got to get back to are the programs that I'm developing. And having watched, very impressed by, Steph and everything, I'm like now freaked out because I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't do that. But anyway,
one step at a time. Steph felt that way a few months ago too, right? I mean, she could share that. You know, you guys are, this is a private group. She's doing this great out there, looks all confident and you know, knowing. But a few months ago when we were talking about what she was going to do, she was a bit freaked out. Would you say that, Steph?
Yeah, for sure. Sure. Yeah. And there are so many pieces that have to be in place. And
And it just, but, you'll get there.
So,
you'll
because
get
I think it's great,
it.
You know. Yeah, I'm thinking, well, all that goes on in my head is I can do that. But anyway, I'll finish writing all the content first, and then I'll worry about the rest as it comes. But, yeah, that's where I'm at. But at least I solved some big things or some little things. I got the sign-up forms and everything set up.
Yep.
So I just need to really set up my system so when I am ready to go, then it's all there for me, you know.
Right. So I'm going to give you some homework ahead of the time so that you feel more ready. Is I want you to just look at, this is an assignment I gave Steph a few months ago, was I want you to just look at what you do with people. Like, on a typical person, if you run them through, and you're coaching them over the course of months, step one, step two, step three, what do you actually do? Because a lot of times we say, oh, I do something different with each person, but really you kind of don't. I mean, you do the very specifics of it are, but there's a process. And what can you do to outline what that process is? And the big process, there's a big process, and then there's taking what's your first program going to be. And I was taught front door. Think of it as the front door. So I said, oh, I take them to this. And he goes, okay, what's one step that you can pull out of that full process you do that you can offer to the people to as a group, as a leveraged program? And I thought through that, and that's when I came up with, well, I'll do blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
why don't I do blood sugar? Because that's one of the biggest things right at the beginning. I didn't want to do digestion because I already had a green cleanse, and I thought, oh, that kind of took care of digestion. Didn't want to get into the details of digestion, but I was excited about blood sugar. So that's what I did, and I developed that. And that became the lead-in to private coaching, the lead-in to the year-long program, and then the stepping stone to all the other programs. So think about that. Like, what's the process you take each client through? And then where do you want to start? That could be a 5-week that you could teach people and get them to make progress in 5 weeks and get a result. And that's problem, solution, problem. So what's their problem? You give them the solution, but that solution creates another problem because now they need to what? And it doesn't have to be like you do where do you usually start with people. You can pick something like right in the middle that's juicy that people really love. What do people like really love when you teach them and get really great benefit from? Is it blood sugar? Is it digestion? Is it just the general meal planning things? I mean, there's a lot of things it could be. Is it a detox? Right? Is it the stress?
Yeah, I have the ideas. I mean, I have 3 programs outlined. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes, and you did.
Okay,
we started working on those.
Do
that's
that
right.
Before we speak next.
You had the gluten-free one, right? The gluten-free was the, yeah, we already had.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll talk about that on our next call. Because I think you're really a lot closer than you think.
I hope so.
Yes. So in the over the next few months, I want you guys to also be able to say, I had a $20,000 month. In fact, I earned $20,000 in 2 weeks.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. So how can I support you right now? Like where you're at the point where you're finishing up the website copy. Do you have particular questions? Because what I don't want you to get into is I have to have this perfect website before I offer a program.
No, I'm just reducing and you had sent Steph had also sent me the website people that she deals with, and I have an offer from the website person that I already work with, and I'll compare them, and then I'll just pare it all down and want to get the website ready for like a membership site, you know, as well. Again, I hope I can have it all in one place. So, you know, it's not going to be anything complicated. It's going to be less complicated than what I have now.
Absolutely. And then have a chat with Steph offline to see if she's still, if she would still recommend the people she used and if there's some other options as well. So I want to make sure that you're clear because, you know, I know you had some problems and you got them resolved.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will do that. I just need to get all the systems in place, I feel, and it's nearly there. I mean, the website I don't think is difficult to redo, and then I have a template set up. I forgot to say for my emails and getting that set up as well for the blog. So yeah, I'm setting up all the structure right now, I guess.
Yeah, I loved what you did with your opt-in. I think you had some really nice, engaging emails. I don't know how many. I lost track.
I can add more follow-up or responders.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'll make a recommendation.
I just wanted to link it to programs when I have the programs there.
Yes. But here's the thing. Until you do that, keep people engaged when they do opt in. So just think about having an autoresponder after the first few that deliver that just is, you know, like a one a week. Oh, just checking in. Oh, helping them to engage what you already sent them, or just giving them more information that get them excited that you're, you know, you're there, you're knowledgeable, you're generous. So then when you do offer something, that they're really feeling good about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I know people who do like a year-long engagement sequence after somebody opts in for something. They do a year of emails. I mean, that sounds like a lot of work, but it's like it keeps them engaged.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll think about
all
that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have to do a year's worth, but I would do a dozen.
Okay, thank you.
If you could do a dozen.
Yeah.
And then you can go back to those dozens, and then you can think, okay, now I have my gluten program. Which of these emails, at what point can I insert, like, oh, you know, it's really important about gluten, and why don't you check out this program? And you can always go back and insert it, like, where do the programs fit or tweak those messages or whatever. But that you're keeping them engaged. Because if they sign up for your whatever, your freebie, which is a beautiful freebie, by the way, they sign up for that, and they get two or three emails from you, but then you don't have programs, you don't have a newsletter, you're not doing blog posts, all of a sudden it's like, who is that person? Then when you start to write to them again, it's like, yeah, you've gotten people on your list, but you're not engaging them, so they're like, who is she? What is she doing? So even if it's just an email a week that you send to the broadcast, that you say, I just wrote a new blog post. I just checked out this, or check out this. I just read this new article about. You send them to somebody else's blog. You know, there's a lot of things you can do, but keep them like keep. Oh yeah, Lisa. She has great stuff. Yeah, she's always giving me great tips. Wow, she gave me some really nice recipes. Versus, who's this Lisa that's offering this program and wants me to pay $100 for it? That's basically.
I'm going to keep writing.
Yeah. And you don't have to write, Lisa.
Yes.
You just have to repurpose. You just have to go through your huge collection of handouts and things you've been giving people and just pick out pieces that you think would be good tips. And people like short, so it doesn't have to be a long email. A short email that says, did you know that? Try this today and let me know how you think. Check it. Write to me on my Facebook page and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, awesome. So, any other questions that we didn't cover, things you really wanted to know?
No.
Cool. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm having trouble with my connection. Sorry.
Oh, you lost your... I didn't see you go away. You've been there the whole time, but you weren't hearing? Oh.
Yeah, I'm having, like, sound issues with my... You guys are on speakerphone, but it's weird.
Bummer.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the part of the call where I love to just go around and have everybody share one thing, one nugget, one tidbit, one thing that you're thinking about and going to take away and ponder, or that you learned that you want to put into action, that you learned from someone else's share or from, you know, me coaching somebody else. Who wants to start?
Okay, well, one thing from you coaching somebody else is that Lisa... like all the stuff that she's doing and listening to you coach her, it sounds like just so much stuff. And reflecting back on everything that I've done over the past year, it actually has been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I appreciate just taking that window and look back at that and setting everything up and trying and wanting so hard to do it right. And
And look where you are. So really just stand where you are right now and just like really bask in all that work that you did and all the progress you've made. Yeah, really bask in it because you deserve it.
Working.
Yay. It works. It's almost like a snowball, right? It's like it starts out, it kind of... And then once it gets bigger and bigger, it gets momentum and it starts to go faster. But it is, you know, it can be slow, it can be frustrating at first, it can feel like a lot of work, but and you look back and you go, wow, I can't believe how far I've come.
Yeah. I can't believe I did all that stuff.
I know.
I believe I made so many free gifts and autoresponders and opt-in boxes and, like,
Whoa. A while ago, you didn't even know what the heck an opt-in box was.
Exactly. Cool.
Anybody else? Lisa, Allison, what did you like to share?
Well, I was really inspired by Steph and followed, you know, it along. And I hope one day I will create something, you know, whatever I'm creating, that will also be successful. So it gives me hope.
Yes.
And
good.
Inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Super.
Yeah. My word is potential. So exciting to see so much potential and to see it put into action. And it's always inspiring to see other people getting the results that we aspire to.
Yep. And know that, you know, Steph, so to think, oh, my God, she, how can I do that? I can't do that. She had a little bit of it going before she came in. You know, she had a website already. So, you know, don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm not keeping up to Steph. That's one thing people tend to do. Why is Steph ahead of the game? I must be, you know, a failure and I'm behind her. She came in with her website already set up. So, you know, you guys are in the process of doing that at this point. Right. Mm. Yeah, it's awesome. So what I want to leave you guys with is if you're needing me from Wednesday of next week on until the following Monday, I'm going to be completely unplugged, which is very scary but fun for me. I'm going on a rafting trip with Ocean and John Robbins, and we're going in this remote little river in Northern California. And so I won't have a cell phone. I won't have a computer. I won't have a laptop, I won't have an iPad, and it's going to be really weird to be out of touch like that, but I just want you to know, if you post something to the VIP chat and they don't get back to you, it's because I'm unplugged.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Yep. Vacation, sunshine and air and, can't wait. Water, my favorite.
Brilliant. Good work.
All right. Well, thank you. And you guys keep up. I'm talking to you. When am I talking to you? Thursday? Or am I talking to you next week? That's next Tuesday, Allison, right? And
yes.
Steph, I don't know when it is. Is it a couple of weeks? And Lisa, we got dropped. Okay. So Steph,
yeah, it's a few weeks. It's the first week of July.
So it's like the first week in July. Oh, it's three weeks. Yeah, it's 3 weeks from now. Yeah. So in the meantime, you got a lot of time to be doing stuff. Feel free to send me any outlines you've come up with, you know, in terms of what you want to offer. So we don't have to lose traction. I won't obviously reply between the 24th and beyond. But really, I'd love to see is something from you in a week before I go.
Okay. So yeah, I can send you some outlines.
Yeah, and then I can help you tweak them. Okay.
Cool. So okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.